This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
We had two sets of matters. The first was whether you can make matzah out of maisa shake. Rabbi Yeshi Aglili said no, because it says, for your quality, it says, let them point it. Bread of affliction, the meat that you can eat even in affliction. But my shade is a man in an ointment that's also a form of affliction. Ointment cannot eat my shade, like it says, where your heart should be eating in him. Or the only there is an olive. This ointment by matzah is an iron, but still, ointment is affliction. So the Yeshua really takes it to mean he should be able to eat it in affliction, any kind of affliction. But since Maizu Shem is also to an Oinem, therefore not capable of becoming Maizu. The Maizu has to be able to use the an Oinem. And Rabbi Akiva said, since the word Maizu is repeated, Maizu Riba, so it comes to be Malbe, even Maizu Shem is kosher for making Maizu. I'll put that over.
You cannot make me Korba to Maizu. Because it's not capable of being eaten everywhere. And Rabbi Akiva said, we learn matzah and morah together in a hekesh. He said the same thing. Also bikurim are not fit to make matzah, but for a different reason. Just like you find morah, you find matzah, they're together, matzah and morah. So you learn matzah from morah, just like morah. Doesn't come from Bikurim, because Bikurim, only the seven species in which Eretz Yisrael was praised. Chitin, Serin, Taina, Gefen, Rim, and so on. But Morah doesn't come from those things. So therefore Bikurim cannot be the same material as Morah. Therefore Matzah also cannot be from Bikurim. Just like Morah cannot be from Bikurim material, Matzah also cannot be from Bikurim. So he agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. You cannot make matzah from Bikurim. I'm repeating. And Rabbi Yitzchak Levi says, because Bikurim, you can't eat any place outside of Yerushalayim. Whereas matzah has to be something you can eat b'chol moshu seichem techol matzahs. And Rabbi Kiva said, we learn the same idea. You learn matzah from Morah. It's just like Morah doesn't come from the species which you bring Bikurim. So matzah also is not from Bikurim. Then he want to ask a question. That's the case. So you shouldn't bring matzah from the species and you bring Bikurim. And since you can bring Bikurim from Chit and Yisrael, so matzah shouldn't be capable to be made of Chit and Yisrael. I mean, not only Bikurim Mamish, that's what the Kibbutz says. Bikurim mamish cannot be made into matzah. Well, let's learn the species of Bikurim. Just like they cannot be morah, so the species of Bikurim shouldn't be matzah. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to make matzah out of chit and yisurim. That's a question. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva. Now, and Rabbi Akiva answers, matzah's ribot. No, I didn't say it right. Rabbi Akiva said as follows. Matzahs you can make from matzahs you cannot make from Bikurim, he agrees. Whatever you say, why? Because you learn from Morah. Morah cannot be Bikurim, so matzahs also cannot be from Bikurim. Finished. Then the question was raised. Then let's say matzahs cannot be made from the species of Bikurim, even though it's not Bikurim. Matzahs should be able to be made for Chitim and Yisrael, which is species that fit for Bikurim, even though it's not Bikurim, but so it's fit for Bikurim, so it should be able to be matzah from Chitim and Yisrael, So this is just matzis, matzis, riba. It's marbe. It's marbe, the matzis, matzis, that even though it's not fit for bikurim, even though it's fit for bikurim, I mean, even though it's a piece of bikurim, chitin esayim, but as long as it's not actually bikurim, you can make matz out. So Bekiva learns two things. First, he learns that matzah cannot be made from bikur, like Abishag Levi says, just like moral cannot be bikurim, so matzah also cannot be bikurim, actually bikurim. But the species of bikurim, like chitin esayim, you can make matzah, because matzah is matzah's riba. You can talk that over. And you repeat it again. And the first machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, you cannot make matzahs from Maaser Sheni, because matzah says, lachem oini, but Maaser Sheni, you cannot eat be'aninus. And Rabbi Kiva said, matzahs, matzahs, ribo. Matzahs, matzahs, extra word matzahs, marbe. So even though you can't eat ba'aninus, still it's kosher to make matzah out of Maaser Sheni. The second machlokes is, if you can make matzah out of bikurim, no machlekes. Second machlekes, they both agree. You cannot make matzah out of bikurim, only you have different reasons. Machlekes is a reason. Yisrael Glili says, because by matzah says, Bechol Moshe Sechem Techol Matzahs. You have to be capable of being eaten everywhere, but bikurim, you cannot eat outside of Yerushalayim. And we keep it as a different reason. There's matzah for Mora. Just like Mora cannot be from Bikurim, Bikurim only from the seven species. So therefore, matzah cannot be from Bikurim. The question is raised, let's learn matzah entirely from Mora. Just like Mora is not from wheat or barley either, so you cannot make matzah from wheat or barley either. But then it says, matzah's matzah's riba. I'll talk about it once more and we'll go by it. Now the Gemara says kasher. If Rabbi Kiva says matzah is matzah's riba, but you don't learn matzah from Mora, as far as the species is concerned, you should not learn matzah from Mora entirely, because it breaks that hekesh. A hekesh has to be taken the whole altogether. And since we're not learning matzah from Mora, as far as the species, so you shouldn't learn matzah from Mora to exclude bikur, so you can make bikurim into matzah too. Say the kasha. If Rabbi Kiva uses matzahs, matzahs, riba to say we disregard the hekesh of matzah and mora, and you can make matzahs from chitin esorim, although mora cannot be chitin esorim, so you see you're not following your hekesh, and therefore just to learn a part of the hekesh and abandon part you didn't want, so let's say the whole hekesh is no good anymore, and therefore you should say matzah can be made from bikurim too. Say it now. Now we begin Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, three lines down from the top. New Gemara. Hoda Be, Rabbi Kiva backed out. Because of that kashe, matzahs, matzahs, ribot, we ask. If it's malbe, you can make matzahs. Oh, there's not a species of mora. Chitin is serin, then the whole heck is no good anymore. So maybe you can make matzah out of bikurim too. So Moshe says, Rabbi Kiva backed out from that limit. And how does he know you cannot make bikurim into matzahs? From a different source. Not because of the hekesh of matzah and mora. Hold up, Rabbi Kiva retracted. And he learns from a different way that you cannot make matzah from bikurim. Not because he learns from mora. The Tanya learned about Isaiah, Yochel, I'm able to think. Man can fulfill the duty of matzah by eating bikurim. Means matzah made out of bikurim wheat. Matzah and achelas b'chol moshoves yotzu bikurim shein echolim b'chol moshoves el Yerushalayim. Since bikurim can be eaten only in Yerushalayim, so bikurim are not eligible to become matzahs, because matzahs have to be something you can eat everywhere. Yochanan able to link shani meitzi av ma'aser sheni, so I should exclude ma'aser sheni also. that to make matzah from it. The matzah sheni you cannot eat outside of Yerushalayim. Talmud Leimah matzah's riba. So it tells us we are marbe ma'aser sheni, although we may mayit be quick. So he asks, Omaro yisal rabes ma'aser sheni. Well, it's a marbe kurim. Let's say marbani, the opposite, marbani ma'aser sheni. No, that's all. Because both of them have the same difficulty. But both of them might not be able to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So why are you marbe for ma'aser ma'aser sheni? And you are marbe for homo shesechem be kurim. So he explains. Ma'abani ma'aser sheni sheyesh lo heta v'homo shevas. There is a way to eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Even though the ma'aser sheni came to Yerushalayim, and once it's in Yerushalayim, you can't take it out again. You can't redeem it. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Still, there's a possibility of eating it outside of Yerushalayim. I will soon see. Rabbi Elazar says as follows. If Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim became Tomei, then you have a good excuse to redeem it. And then you can eat it in Yerushalayim, but now it becomes holy when you redeem it. So Ma'aser Sheni is capable of being eaten every place, even in Yerushalayim. Now before you take it to Yerushalayim, no kasha. All Ma'aser Sheni is capable of being eaten, but you can redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. The question is, Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim is not capable of being eaten any place else but Yerushalayim. But he says, no. Even Ma'aser Sheni that came to Yerushalayim is also capable of being eaten any place, because you can redeem it. If it came Tomei, once you redeem it, you can take it outside Yerushalayim and eat it. So since it's capable in some circumstances, like Tumah, of being redeemed and taken outside of Yerushalayim too, so Ma'aser Sheni is considered Nechol B'chol Meshavas, at least because of the Riba of Ma'aser Matzis. So if you ask what is Ma'aser Matzis Marbe, is it Marbe Bikur Ma'aser Sheni? He said, no, it's not Marbe Bikur. Marbe Bikur you can never take out of Yerushalayim. But Ma'aser Sheni, since in the case where it's Tumah, you can redeem it, take it out of Yerushalayim, therefore, Masas is Malbe, preferably Ma'aser Sheni, and not Bikurim. Omotziani Bikurim, Shelo Behetim Choma Shabbos. And now he explains, Doma Rabbi Elazar, Menayin a Ma'aser Sheni Shenitmo, Shepoidene Safila Biyoshalayim. Only in Yerushalayim you cannot redeem Ma'aser Sheni. Still, if it became Tome, you can redeem it. You're not able to carry it. Means if Ma'aser Sheni is outside of Yerushalayim and you are unwilling to carry such a load of payers to Yerushalayim, you're not able to carry it. So the Torah gives you permission to redeem it for money, and then you take the money to Yerushalayim. Now he said, Lo Suchal Seis, you're not able to carry it, means also you're not able to eat it. Then he says, Ela Achila. Says also means eating. Shinema, by Yisov Masis made his point. He gave portions from himself and he put it to his brothers. So we see Masis means also eating. Now, in Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Sheni B'Tameh, it's all those Sukkot says, you can't eat it. Just like outside of Yerushalayim. It's too heavy to carry. You can redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. So even in Yerushalayim, if it's Tameh, also can't eat it. So you can redeem it. Or once you can redeem it, then you can take it outside of Yerushalayim, eat it any place. So all Ma'aser Sheni is capable, in case it became Tomei, of being eaten any place. Therefore, Ma'aser Matzis is Ma'aser Ma'aser Sheni. You can make matzah out of it. Now, Ma'an Shamele, who is the Tanya that you heard? The Ma'aser Ma'aser Sheni. Nothing, but you can be Yisah. Ma'aser Ma'aser Sheni. Which Tanya was it? On Amidala we learned this Rabbi Akiva. The Kamei Ma'ed lay Bikurim, and he excludes Bikurim not from a Hekesh of Matzah Tomorrah, but he excludes Bikurim in Moshe Seichem. Shema Mino, so we see, Hodal Be'ei, that Rabbi Akiva retracted, and he agrees with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the same reason that Bikurim cannot be Matzah, because behold Moshe Seichem, Tehul Matzahs. and Bikur he can eat outside of Yerushalayim. So now we see Rav Akiva retracted what he said. It's a hekesh of matzah tomorrow. That's why he can't make matzah out of Bikur. No. Now I hold like Rav Yitzchak with the same reason. B'chol Moshe v'Seichem techel matzahs and Bikur he can't eat outside of Yerushalayim. That's why Bikur is possible to make matzah. Say that aside. Right, so just to repeat, Rav Akiva at first, on the bottom of Ahmed Aleph, had learned that Bikurim are unfit to make matzah from it, because you learn Bikurim, you learn matzah from Mora. So just like Mora is not Bikurim, so matzah also cannot be Bikurim. Then we asked Akasha, if you're going to learn from that comparison of matzah to mora, then learn the species also. Since you cannot make mora from wheat and barley, you shouldn't be able to make matzah also from wheat and barley. It does not be kura. So Gemara said, matzah is matzah sriba. That's the first shot. But the kiva is marbe, that you learn only matzah from mora, only as far as Bikurim is concerned. But for the species of which Mora is made, we don't care. So even though Chit and Serim are not species of Mora, they're species from which you can make matzah. Then we asked Akash, he said, matzah is riba, so you're breaking the Hekish. So therefore, either you say you can make matzah out of Bikurim, or you have to say you cannot make matzah out of Chit and Serim. So Mora says, Rabbi Akiva changes his mind. And it brings a baraisa that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Glili, that you cannot make matzah out of Bikurim, because it says, Behold Moshe Seicha. And Bikurim, you can't eat any place out of Yerushalayim. Therefore, Bikurim is possible for matzah, because matzah has to be something you can eat, Behold Moshe Seicha. And the baraisa asks, if Behold Moshe Seicha, the Ma'aser Sheni also cannot be eaten. Once it's in Yerushalayim, you can't take it out and eat any place else. So how can it make matzah the Ma'aser Sheni? It's also not the Chumash V'Sechem. And we know Rabbi Akiva holds you could make matzah the Ma'aser Sheni. So my answer is, matzah is riba. Now the question is, why do you say matzah is riba? Is Malbe? Ma'aser Sheni and the whole Moshe Sechem excludes Bikurim. That's the opposite. The whole Moshe Sechem should exclude Ma'aser Sheni. You can't eat it any everywhere. And the Ma'aser is Ma'aser even, Ma'aser Bikurim. That you can make Ma'aser out of Bikurim. And the answer is there's a difference. Bikurim, once it's brought to Yerushalayim as Bikurim, there's no way of eating it any place but in Yerushalayim. But Ma'aser Sheni, if it became tummy in Yerushalayim, you can still redeem it and take it outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Bechol Moshe Sechem is not as imperative on Ma'aser Sheni as it is on Bikurim. That's why I say Matzah is Rib is Ma'abe, you can make Matzah out of Ma'aser Sheni, although you cannot make it out of Bikurim. That's the Sugi up to now. Talk about once more, and we go weiter. Who learns that Bikurim cannot be made into a matzah because of Chol Moshe Seichem. Typically, let it come forth from the reason he said on the top of Amud Aleph, Melechem Oini. Matzah has to be bread you can eat in affliction. Mishe Nechol Boini. But Yotzo Zeh, but Bikurim, She Nechol Ela B'Simcha. If a man is an Oini, let's say he lost a close relative, he can't eat Bikurim. Now, how we know that, we'll see later. But Ma'aser Sheni says openly, Lo ochalti b'ani mimena. But the Gemara is adding now also, Bikurim, you can't eat b'aninus. So therefore, that should be a reason why it's possible, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Glili, to make it matzah, just like he says, Ma'aser Sheni, you can't make matzah. Because it has to be something you can eat b'aninus. Bikurim, you also cannot eat b'aninus. Said the Kasha. Enter the Gemara, Sovalok Rabbi Shimon. Basically, hold like Rabbi Shimon says, you can eat Bikurim, even although he's an Einan. The time you learn, Bikurim, the time it comes, it says, Asur and Einan. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Oh. Now, Maisa Sheni says openly, Lohalti B'Einim Manis, Osifa Einim. But Bikurim is a Machlekes. And Rabbi Shimon is Matir, it Bikurim even is an Einim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Bikurim can become, would be eligible for Lechem Einim. Therefore, Rabbi Yisigli has there another Pasik, the whole Moshe is Secha. Since you can't eat Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim, that's why it's possible to make Matir. But not because it cannot be eaten by Aninus. Because he holds like Rabbi Shimon that Bikurim could be eaten by Aninus. Say that. Play the Gemara, my time is the Rabbanan here, who say Bikurim also to Aninus. That's not written openly in the Pasik. The Siv, Lo Sucha Lechol Bishiorecho. Now says in that Pasik a number of things. You cannot eat these things in your hometown. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim or to be marked with them in the Beis HaMikdash. And among the things he enumerates in that Pasik, Omamah Tumas Yodecho, what you raise up with your hand. Now, what that means, Tumas Yodecho, that's written in that Pasik, things you cannot eat at home. You have to come to Yerushalayim. Omamah Tumas Yodecho, that's in that Pasik, Elu Bikurim. But by Bikurim, says that you have to raise up the basket of Bikurim and give it to the king with your hand. So since the word hand, raising up by the hand, is written by Bikurim, so he said this pasuk Tumas Yodecho refers to Bikurim. And it states you cannot eat it in your hometown, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But in that pasuk, there's some more things. The iski is Bikurim and Maisa. Maisa Sheni is also in the same pasuk. So openly Maisa Sheni is not pasuk. So since they're lumped together in one pasuk, it's a hekesh to learn one from the other. So now we're learning Bikurim from Maisa Sheni. My Maisa Sheni is also Leina. It says openly the Torah. We're halti b'eni amena. Av Bikurim also Leina. So the Chacham is a Tanakhami hold that we learn Bikurim, which we put into that pasuk by means of this drash. Tumash Yodeh doesn't say openly. Doesn't say openly. But Tumash Yodeh we dash means Bikurim. So we put it in that pasuk. And the other Bikurim learns from Maizu Sheni. Just like Maizu Sheni is also to Eina, Bikurim is also to an Eina. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Tume Karina Rahman. The Torah called Bikurim Tume. Once you call it Tume, then you put it in the category not of anything else, in the category of Tume. Bikurim is Tume. Kitume has the same deal as Ma Trume. Mutelos Leina. That's a well known deal. Everybody agrees. A Kayan that's a Leinen could eat Tumen, and Bikurim Mutel Leinen. And therefore, the fact that the Torah calls it Bikurim Tumas Yodecho means it's exempt from that Hekesh. Once you call it Tumen, then you cannot learn something that's alien to the nature of Tumen. You can't learn that it's also Tanein, because Tumen is Mutel Tanein. That's Rav Shimon's reason. Again, Rav Shimon says, if Tumas Yodecho means Bikurim, once you call it Tume, then it's like Tume is Mutra Tanaya. You can't learn from a Hekesh to be also. Once it's Tume, say that. Despite Rabbi Shimon's argument that Terry calls it Tume, and Tume knows Mutra Tanaya, what here in this pasuk it states about Bikurim, it says openly, it says, V'somachta b'chol ha'teiv. In the Parsha Bikurim, not in this Pasuk, in the Parsha Bikurim, it says, V'somachta b'chol ha'teiv. It says openly by Bikurim, you have to have a simcha. So what are you telling me? Because it's called Tume. It's like Tume. And you can eat it b'aninus, but it says simcha. So it means you can't eat it if you're not in simcha. That's the Moritz Kasha. It says, V'somachta b'chol ha'teiv. Again, Rabbi Shimon, Nehi the Hekesh lesson. Two, Nehi let it be. Doesn't have the Hekesh. To learn Bikurim from Maisa Sheni. He doesn't learn Bikurim from Maisa Sheni. To say this also about Ninas. But still, there's another place from which he could learn that Bikurim is also by Ninas. Simcha Mihok Ichtav Ksirabu. It's written Simcha by Bikurim. You see? We saw Machtu Holatoi. You have to rejoice when you bring Bikurim. So we see it's also Tanaina. So no argument should help against this open pasuk. The fact that it's called Tumah and therefore you don't learn from Master Shaina, who cares? The Torah says it's a machta. It means it's also a tenaina. And so the Gemara. Who that pasuk doesn't mean he has to rejoice. No. She says, the Samachta doesn't mean he has to rejoice. Samachta means this man, the Simcha Udaosha, comes only for this man of the Simcha. It means this. The Simcha of the year is a time when they take in the grain. That's Sukkos. Chag HaOsif. That's the Samachta. Yisach Sameach. That's Sukkos. Now, to bring Bikurim and to say the parasha of Bikurim is only possible when they're still in the season of Simcha. Up till Sukkos. If for some reason he postpones his Bikurim and brings it after Sukkos, all he has to bring Bikurim, but he cannot say the parasha of Bikurim anymore. Because it's past the time of Simcha. That's all. Not that he has to be here individually, he must be in Simcha. He personally must be in Simcha. No. Even though it's an Einan of a Shimon holds, he can still eat the Bikurim. But he cannot say the parasha of Bikurim if it's after Sukkos. Why? But after Sukkos, the Zman of Simcha is passed. That's why it says V'samachta. Not a person should be V'simcha. The season should be a season of Simcha. It now be learned. May Atzeres from Shuas, Adachar, that's when you can bring your Bikurim. To bring Bikurim anywhere between Shuas and Sukkos, maybe V'Kayer, he brings his Bikurim and he reads the parasha of Bikurim. May Achag Ad HaChanukah, after Sukkos, he can still bring Bikurim down to Hanukkah. But it's already too late to say the parasha. Maybe V'Kayer brings the parasha and doesn't say it. Brings the Bikurim and doesn't say the parasha. But it's past the time of Simcha. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says with Samachta does not refer to his individual Simcha. He can be an Amen. Only has to bring it with man Simcha. Say that. Now, one question still remains. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili both agree that Bikurim is unfit to make from it matzah because of the pasuk Bechol Moshe Usechem Techlu Matzahs. Matzahs must be something you can eat everywhere, but Bikurim you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. Now when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, Rabbi Akiva says Ma'aseh Sheni is not included in that because matzahs riba. It's malve Ma'aseh Sheni. But Rabbi Yehoshua clearly holds that Ma'aseh Sheni is unfit to make matzah from it, just like Bikurim. Now, on Omed Aleph, Rabbi Yisak will learn that from Lo Achalti Be'oini. Since you can't eat Matzah Sheni Ba'aninis, it's unfit for Matzah, because Matzah Lechem Oini. So why didn't he need that reason? Why didn't he learn, Tesis asks, from the same reason that you can't make Bikurim into Matzah, the Homosh Vesechem. So also you can't eat Matzah Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So the same reason of Yitzhak Lula said you can't make Bikurim into Matzah, that should be the same reason why you can't make Matzah Sheni into Matzah. So why did he need an extra limit above Bal Be'oini? Talk about the Kasha. Oh, so I only had the whole Moshe Sechem I would use, but Rabbi Akiva answered. Matzah's Rebo, but Matzah Sheni, sometimes you could take out Yerushalayim, which was Tomei, like a Beloso. So in order to avoid that rebuttal that Rabbi Akiva could be about him, so that's why he brings another swara. Ma'aseh Sheni is also to eat baninas. I'm still going to explain Tesis Kasha and Tesis Haaretz.
Tesis Kasha is one, Rabbi Yehoshua,
by what?
That by Ma'aseh Sheni, can I use it for Ma'aseh? Why do they not? From the Pasuk that I learned before, Mechol Moshe Yosef, from Tokol Ma'aseh. Because Ma'aseh Sheni is also restricted, just like you're going to use the life. So that's just answered. They use that for that Pasuk, Mechol Moshe Yosef, from Tokol Ma'aseh. So I would have said only applies to the Kurek. If I would have said, but the Hebrew said before, Ma'aseh Ma'aseh Shriba, that since Ma'aseh Sheni in some way can be eaten, like it wasn't said outside of Yerushalayim. So also he brings it for Ma'aseh. That's why he needs that other Pasuk.
Yeah, that's why he has to fall back on another reason that is not able to refute. And that's because also in a talk about Tesha says, some people do their tales themselves. Talk it over. Now comes the main course. The second shift. That's the main course. So, if you want to go down and say Shammai, we need the time for the second shift more. Need more time. Many of Shammai are downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.